Welcome to Speaking of Travel with Marilyn Ball. Sit back and be carried away to places from around the world and right here in our own backyard. No passport required.
Hi, it's Marilyn Ball, and you're listening to Speaking of Travel here on News Radio 570 WWNC in beautiful, beautiful Asheville, North Carolina. And you can listen anywhere in the entire world on your iHeartRadio app. And listen, don't forget to go to my Facebook page, too, Speaking of Travel. I've got lots of questions, and you can listen to all the podcasts. It's a great place to get some good information and to interact with me, too. Well, you know, I loved to travel from a really early age. We didn't go on these big, big, grand global trips, but my parents always made sure that we had at least a week-long family vacation to the beach, and we had a lot of little kind of staycations in and around Washington, D.C., where I grew up, which was great. We could go to free museums, and we could go to the battlefields of the Civil War. We had a lot of things we could do, and my parents really took advantage of all of that. And even sometimes there was an announcement that we were going to New York on the train. Oh, my God, that was the most fun, because being on the train, it was just magic. In fact, one time, I'll just tell you a brief story. We got stuck in a tunnel. There was a snow drift on the other side of the tunnel, and the train could not get out until that snow drift was dug out. And, you know, the whole train became like a party train. People were having so much fun, and I was an 8-year-old kid, but I'll tell you what, those memories are forever locked in my story bank of great travel adventures. But let's fast forward to today, and you know, I still love to travel, but my feelings are a little different. I work a lot, and I have a really busy schedule. And for me, travel has become kind of like a therapy. Like so many of us, work and life in general can be pretty stressful with a lot of pressure. But travel can calm you down. It calms me down and really helps put things into a different perspective. Why, then, are wellness and travel so connected? Well, you know, vacations are good for health, they're good for happiness, they're good for productivity. They promote mental health and really family bonding. Travel presents opportunities to decompress from work and all those daily stresses of life and to really get those creative juices flowing again. Well, my guest today is Tawana Brown-Smith, and she actually is just returning from a wellness-inspired vacation. Tawana is the author of Travel and Young Kids and The Mom's Guide to Saving Money on Family Travel. Tawana is originally from Brooklyn, New York, but she's now based in that Baltimore, Washington area, kind of not too far from where I grew up. She's a mom, an entrepreneur, a speaker, and I'll tell you, one busy woman. Let's find out how she does it to get a better understanding of why wellness plus travel equal rebooting. Welcome to the show, Tawana, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, we've talked before. You've been on my show before, and I just love talking to you. You have a story bank yourself of great travel stories. But let's talk a little bit about this wellness thing. Tell me a little bit, like, I know you're busy. You've got a lot going on. What was this trip about for you?
So this trip was all about taking a break, just taking a second. It was really, I brought my sister along with me, and she sees my trips, she sees me going places, and she said, you know what, I want to travel with you next time you go somewhere, and I want to take a break. And she's had a lot of ups and downs in her life these past couple of years, and busy with her two kids, and just hasn't had that opportunity to take that. And, you know, I've seen her sort of just look older and gaining weight and just being worn down by life because it's a constant go, go, go. And then for me, I've been dealing with my youngest son who had leukemia, autism and leukemia. And in September, he was finished with his chemotherapy, praise the Lord. And we were ending that 3.5-year journey. And as a caregiver, besides being a mom, as a caregiver, in addition to that, you know, it puts so much mental and physical stress on you that I knew that I needed to go somewhere to reflect on this journey and take a break. So what I really wanted to do was do something for both me and my sister. And so it was a matter of going somewhere that would allow us that visually, someplace that was visually relaxing, but also just provided us with the resources to be able to relax and just reflect and ask ourselves that question, like, how can we take better care of ourselves and how can we, you know, just keep having a improve our lives. So that's really what it was all about, very reflective trip.
So where did you go? I take it you didn't go to, like, you know, Barcelona.
Nope, that was earlier this year. We didn't go to Barcelona. We didn't go to Vegas. We decided to go to Costa Rica. And we decided to, when I looked at Costa Rica, there are many different, there's different regions there and lots of different things that you can do. But I wanted to go to the Arenal area of Costa Rica, where there are volcanoes, there are hot springs, there are waterfalls, just really looking for an environment that basically screams, hey, take a break, relax. And Costa Rica was the perfect environment for that.
So how did you start? Did you and your sister decide together, like, let's go to Costa Rica, that's our destination?
Well, I had always had Costa Rica on my mind. That's number one. The first place we had looked at was Dominican Republic, because she wanted to go to the Dominican Republic. But as I looked at, like I said, I really wanted a place that had the terrain that allowed for reflection and self-care. And I know that I've seen a lot of sort of these wellness trips to Costa Rica. So I was like, you know what, let me look into this a little further. And as I looked at the topography of the country and the different things that were there, to me it screamed, oh yeah, this would be a perfect place to take a break.
So how did you finally, because you had so many choices, which is a great part of travel in these times, is that you do have so many choices. How did you actually narrow it down, and how did that trip unfold?
Great, wonderful question. So it all boils down, in anything with a trip planning process, because we were flying from different destinations. My sister was flying from New York, and I was flying from Maryland. I really tried to, because the process, when you're going for self-care or take a break, it's not just about the destination. It's also about the journey. So you want to find some place, A, that doesn't take a long time for you to get to, but B, is convenient as far as flying, meaning that the airport closest to you, that there is hopefully a direct flight to the destination or numerous flights for the week to get to the destination, looking at issues of pricing. So, you know, not wanting to spend a lot of money on the ticket part of it so that we could then spend the money on actually doing the things that we really want to do in a destination. So it's really kind of weighing all of those factors. How long does it take us to get to Costa Rica? Okay, well, it's, you know, 5 hours. The flight was a five-hour direct flight. So that's not too bad. I'm not worrying about losing my whole day in travel. Can my sister also get to Costa Rica, you know, on a flight from New York? Absolutely. Was the pricing good? Yeah, the pricing was good. I actually had miles. I took Southwest, so I had miles, and I used my miles for my ticket. And she uses American Express, so I think she got some miles off of the price. Money off of the price of her ticket as well. And she flew JetBlue. So I'm always weighing those things when I'm going for a wellness trip, because if I'm stressed just getting there, my gosh, you know, it's like, you know, travel can be stressful. So I try to find those situations where it's not going to be so stressful, because either A, I'm doing more than one or two hops, or B, it's going to take me a long time to get there. So that's as much, that's very important for me in that process for a wellness trip, just as much as the destination.
And how did you decide, right? Mm-hmm. How did you decide how much time you were going to spend there once you got there?
So because we have kids and it's not the summertime, you really have to think about, all right, how many days? I had to think about, well, how many days would be good enough for me to be like, all right, okay, I've got, you know, I've got a break. I feel better. I feel recharged. Without also, I guess, like wearing out my welcome, you know, as far as like leaving the kids for too long. So I didn't want, because it was the beginning of the school year, so I didn't want to go for 7 days, and I felt like 3 days wasn't enough for what we needed. So I chose the middle point, which was 5 days. And so that gave us, that was just a good amount of time. I could have honestly stayed an extra day, mm-hmm. but really around 5 days, because I've done this so much,
sure.
5 days is when I kind of like really start missing them.
Well, Tawana, and, when we, mm-hmm. hold on 1 sec. When we come back from the break, let's talk more about that.
Okay.
And well, I want to hear more about the wellness part, too. This is Marilyn Ball. You're listening to Speaking of Travel. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, let me see what...
Hi, it's Marilyn, and you're listening to Speaking of Travel on News Radio 570 WWNC in beautiful, beautiful Asheville, North Carolina. If you haven't been, you definitely need to get down here, but, you know, October here is something else. It's pretty beautiful. Anyway, you can also listen anywhere in the entire world. That's right. You can listen globally to Speaking of Travel on your free iHeartRadio app. And be sure and visit my Facebook page, Speaking of Travel. Let's get some conversations going over there. I want to do some stories with a lot of people, so let's talk. Well, we're talking today about wellness and travel, such an important topic, especially for parents and moms and dads who have these little ones. You just need to get away from them for some time. Anyway, my guest is Tawana Brown-Smith, and she just currently came back from a wellness trip to Costa Rica. Thank you again, Tawana, for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Tawana, before the break, we were talking about your trip with your sister, who was coming from New York. You were coming from the Maryland, D.C. area. You meet up. You've got a five-hour flight down to Costa Rica. You've planned it. You've got your accommodation. Tell me a little bit about what it was like when you first got there, like when you got off the plane.
So, getting off the plane, you know, you're part of that arrival process, you're looking outside. I always get a window seat because I always like to look outside and see the land before we actually, you know, see it from above. So I always make sure I book and reserve myself a window seat because that's a part of that arrival process for me. But it's a small airport in San Jose, Costa Rica, and you can't really see too much because it's, you know, quite industrial right there. But, you know, once the driver, we met up with our driver to retrieve us, and we started driving through the country, it was just like, wow, you know. My sister was like, oh, she kept saying, I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here. Because the last time she had taken a trip, had gone away, actually, was to my wedding cruise. It was for my wedding cruise 11 years ago. I think it was 11 or 10 years ago. So it's been a long time for her. And arriving there, it's not overwhelming because it's small. It's not like a really large airport, the side of the airport that we came into. But there are a lot of locals waiting outside for loved ones or whether they're cab drivers. And then you don't really see what Costa Rica is all about until you kind of leave the airport and you start driving through the hills to get to, you know, your destination. But beautiful, very green, very, very green. That's all I kept saying.
It was
green country.
Was the accommodation where you were going to be your place, your home for the next few days, 5 days?
So we were staying at two different places.
Two different places.
Two different places. The first place, because I was sort of working with Costa Rica Tourism Board to help promote this idea of wellness, to people as well. So they established a place for me to stay for 2 days. So it was their choice. And then for the other 2 days, I established a place for us to stay, which was more along the lines of having everything that we wanted. So the first place was the Casa Luna Hotel. And that is in the Arenal area near the volcano, and that's what we really wanted. And that is a small hotel, very cute hotel, and has a spa, it has a pool, and has a couple of hot tubs, and just a, you know, small concierge area. And that was our base for when we went to, like, take tours, day tours in the area. And after that, we went to the Arenal Kyoto Resort, which is a bit more upscale, luxury resort. So it's the property is much bigger. It's a private entry, so anyone can't ride into it because they have the hot springs there. And hot springs are a big draw for that area. That's not the only resort that has hot springs. There are public hot springs as well, and some other big-name luxury resorts over there. Not big-name, but luxury resorts in that area that also have hot springs. But with our particular resort, what I liked about it was that it was closed off only to the people that were had accommodations there. They also had a spa. They also had a pool area, and about nine of these hot springs. So people probably trying to realize, like, what's a hot spring, you know? But basically, the volcano creates geothermal activity, and so it heats up the water naturally, and that water goes down into rivers that are in that area of Costa Rica. And so what some of these resorts have done is that they pull the water in, they pump the water in, and then they've created their own little hot spring. Think of jacuzzi outside in the ground.
Almost. Okay, I'll think about that. That sounds lovely.
So you've got this hot water coming in, and it's just, they have like nine of them on the within this space on the property. And you just go at your leisure to the hot springs as early or as late as you want to go. And just people there relaxing, you know, you can get a drink by the pool bar, whatever. So we went to the spa there. We spent time in the hot spring. We ate there. Our room also had a jacuzzi in it as well. So it was just, it was like a do nothing, relax, enjoy the scenery. And we were right, like the volcano where we stayed at the second resort was much closer than the first resort. It literally, it's like you could reach out and touch it.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, as you're describing this, and I'm thinking, all of what you had talked about earlier about the preparation and where you wanted to go and how you wanted your trip there to be easy and so you can be relaxed. I know that when I travel, there are times when I am on vacation as soon as I get on the plane. Like, yeah, you know, I drop everything, I'm on vacation. But it still takes a little time because I'm so wound up to kind of settle in. Mm-hmm. It sounds like this environment, you know, from the very beginning of getting on the plane, you know, knowing that you're going to this destination, and as soon as you were there, you were not only on vacation, but you were actually rested.
Yes,
that's what
absolutely.
It sounds like to me. It was like, you know, that everything was there for you that you were needing to, you know, it's like having a giant massage all the time.
All the time, all the time. And the thing about it, the best way, if you want to take this address down, this URL down, or your listeners, so that you can actually see, I made a little video of this.
Oh, yes, by all means, yeah.
It's you go to momsguidetotravel.com.
So it's momsguidetotravel.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
/Costa.
Costa, uh-huh.
Dash Rica.
Rica, uh-huh.
Dash getaway.
Ooh.
Dash retreat.
Well, all these words are sounding good to me.
Yes.
So let's just say it one more time. It's the Mom's Guide to Travel
.com
mm-hmm. And then slash
Costa
uh-huh
dash Rica
uh-huh
dash getaway.
So these are dashes,
yeah,
not slashes. Okay.
Nope, dashes.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. Well, we'll talk about that again too, but what a great idea. So what did you make a video when you were down there?
I did. I made a video while I was down there. This particular video is it's a really like a visual just to get you to understand what this country has to offer for a retreat, for a getaway. It's all the visuals. It's pictures of the waterfalls, pictures of the hanging bridges, pictures of the volcano, pictures of the food, pictures of the resort, pictures of the hot spring. And it's put inside a video with I'm talking in the background, just telling you a little bit about it. And it's a 2-minute video.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
You will be ready to go.
I'm ready to go right now. I'm telling you, you know, here in Asheville, it's getting to be fall. It's a little bit chilly. It's nice. There's a crisp, you know, the air is crisp, but the thought of being right sitting next to a volcano in hot springs, you know, that sounds pretty nice to me right now.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear what you say after you watch the video.
I know. I can't wait to watch it either. So listen, Tawana, when we come back, I want to talk more about kind of the dilemma here that caregivers and mothers face, because, you know, that's really a big issue. And it's something that I think a lot of people get into a routine and they don't know how to get out. And taking a trip, doing a wellness getaway seems kind of alien to them, like out of this worldly. So when we come back, let's address that a little bit.
Wonderful.
Great. Well, this is Marilyn. You're listening to Speaking of Travel right here on News Radio 570 WWNC. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Hi, you're listening to Marilyn on Speaking of Travel here on News Radio 570 WWNC, right here in beautiful Asheville, North Carolina. And you can listen anywhere in the entire world on your free iHeartRadio app. And don't forget to visit my Facebook page, Speaking of Travel. Let's get engaged there, folks. We can really talk about travel there, too. Well, we're talking about travel and wellness here with my guest, Tawana Brown-Smith. She's talking about her trip, her wellness trip with her sister to Costa Rica and how relaxing. I'll tell you, Tawana, I'm like kind of drooling over here just thinking about sitting in those hot springs and being by the volcano and all of that. And before the break, you were telling us when you first started thinking about taking this kind of wellness trip, your son had been sick, you had... You know, life as we know it just keeps going. It's kind of like you never get off the carousel. And your sister's in the same situation. You decide to go on this wellness trip. But let's talk a little bit about that dilemma that caregivers and mothers face. It's like, you know, a trip, you're in the middle of all this angst of life. And you know, sometimes thinking about, oh, I think I'll just take a break and get on a plane and go to Costa Rica is alien, like, not even something that would come into your psyche. How do you address that? What would you talk about with that?
So, you know, I think that sometimes people see travel as a luxury and not a necessity. And I think it's a matter of kind of retraining your mind. Your mind, it's a mindset thing. You have to change your mindset in how you view travel. And if you... same way you go to a doctor or some sort of therapist to help you improve your health in whatever way, travel is another tool, a complement for that. So once people see that and see the necessity of that, then they can have a different type of conversation.
So how would you, you know, let's just talk a little bit about, I'm trying to put myself in in somebody's place. Well, even my own place, you know, being busy and, you know, I've got, you know, just life in general and responsibilities. And I know for me, when I travel, I have to really plan out, you know, I need to have a budget and all of that. Is that something, I mean, it's so important, wouldn't you say, to at least get on that track?
Yes. So what I say to people is start small. Everyone cannot, you know, we'll be honest, everyone cannot take off 5 days and go to Costa Rica. that's not the reality for everyone. And I always tell caregivers this, that, you know, just start from where you are right now. Start off small. Your first trip away might not be Costa Rica. Maybe it's just to someplace in the same state as you or one state over. If you can start off with an overnight, at least, although it's not a lot of time, it's still something. And then as you get more comfortable, you can work your way up from there. Ideally, 2 days is a great amount of, is a good amount of time to just kind of relax and get yourself centered. And you want to find some place that doesn't, this just doesn't have a lot going on, really. You know, you're not going to pick a really busy location, someplace that has a casino and shopping and all of that, because that's not really what it's about if we're talking about wellness and taking care of ourselves. So if you are busy and you are going through just life and you can't figure out, well, how am I going to get away? I have no one here to help me. Then those are, there are other resources that you need to start considering and plan it far enough along so that you have the time, you have the money, and you're not stressed. So if you're starting, first thing you do, pick a weekend. Pick a weekend where you say, okay, I don't have to take anyone to any appointments. I don't have any responsibilities as far as having to be someplace for this weekend. Okay, and then find, look in your support network to see who you have there that can, you know, hold the mantle down for you. I just, all I have is my husband. We only have each other because we have family that lives elsewhere. So we take turns doing that. Of course, we take our family trips, but we also take our individual trips. When we are in a position, sometimes we will hire someone in to come and watch the kids for us, or we will bring my mother-in-law in. So see what family members, some people are blessed to be living around family members and can say, hey, you know what? Can you just watch mom for a couple of days? Or can you just watch the kids for a couple of days? Because I really, really need it. It's about mental health. It's about mental health and keeping yourself from depression and physical ailments because you are not paying attention to yourself. And so you need that. If you think about it as it being like a doctor's appointment for you, then you will plan for that travel. Because you don't miss the doctor's appointments for your loved ones. Sometimes we miss the doctor's appointments for ourselves, but we shouldn't. Because if we're not healthy, then we can't take care of that.
Exactly. And, you know, the other, when you're talking about travel and mental health, there's just been so much research over the years to prove that. It's like a fact that traveling really does help in getting your perspective different, in changing your perception of things, in being able to come back with a little bit bigger worldview, even if you're just going to the next town.
Exactly.
You know, we're, go ahead.
What I was going to say about that is because I know people who are listening sometimes might be like, well, I don't have the money to do that. What are you talking about? And it's just, it is a change in behavior of spending. So we spend differently because we've prioritized it. And if you don't have the resources to be able to put money everywhere and travel is important for you and it's something that you want to do, then you need to change your spending habits a little bit. So what I've done is I have cut down cable. My husband's upset about that, but you know,
right.
Like definitely once the football season is over, there are certain packages, sports packages, and you know, I cut things down. So it's very, very basic necessities. I'm constantly monitoring our usage of lights and water. We don't do a lot of eating out, really not a lot of eating out at all, so much less than what we used to do before. We don't go clothes shopping as much as we did before. Of course, when the kids grow out of things, yes, we do. But before, I used to buy $300 purses and $100 pairs of shoes. I mean, it's just a silly use of money.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
And I was like, hey, you know what? I'd rather be on a plane going to another country than having spent all that money on that thing. We haven't upgraded our cars, our vehicles. I just need to get from point A to point B. So it's, you do you understand what I'm saying?
Choices.
You'll realize like where you find money.
Exactly, right. And you set it up as a priority, and you know, I would even say it's an investment for your future, it's an investment for your health, it's an investment for your sanity. To be able to make these. And like you were saying earlier, you don't have to do everything at one time. You know, find one thing that you can make a little bitty change and reap the benefits of that change, and then try something else and move towards the goal over time, taking little baby steps, right?
Absolutely. Taking the baby steps. So you're not, you know, you're not working towards, oh, you're not trying to go on a 7-day trip right now. Because you might not have the help to do it, and you might not have the resources to do it. But a 2-day trip or even an overnight trip could still serve you. And then you say, oh, you know what? I like this. This was possible. I made it happen. So let me push it a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and a little bit more. I mean, that's how I started.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, my first trip away from the kids, well, my oldest, it was only an overnight.
Right. And, you know, we are so fortunate, you know, especially in our country here, in our own backyard, there are so many opportunities to take an overnight or a 2-night trip and be someplace, you know, be someplace close in, but seem like you're so far away.
Absolutely.
There's so many opportunities.
Yeah. Go to a bed and breakfast someplace.
Exactly. Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Yes, I love bed and breakfast.
I do too. I know. So listen, Tawana, when we come back from this break, I want to talk to you more about the dads. You know, you'd mentioned your husband. There's, you know, what about those dads? I was wondering, you know, when you were in Costa Rica, did you see men in these hot tubs? I'm thinking all women. But let's talk about the dads, and let's talk about some ideas on where we could go, not just in our own backyard, but, you know, where on a bigger scale could we go next? Like, let's set some big goals out there.
Awesome.
I love dreaming big. You know that, Tawana. All right. Well, we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Marilyn Ball listening to Speaking of Travel.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Hi, it's Marilyn. You're listening to Speaking of Travel here on News Radio 570 WWNC in beautiful Asheville, North Carolina. Or you can listen anywhere in the entire world, in the entire universe, on your free iHeartRadio app. So be sure you get that put on your phone, on your computer, so that you can listen to these podcasts anytime, anywhere in the entire world. All right, so my guest today is Tawana Brown-Smith. I almost got it backwards, Tawana, but it's Tawana Brown-Smith. Tawana, you've been doing travel and families and mom stuff for quite some time, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah, tell us just a little bit about that before we go on.
So about 2000, and, well, my oldest son, he's 11, so had him in 2006, and I really didn't get into the travel thing I was always traveling until my second one came along in 2008, and I was like, oh my goodness, how do I do this with two children? This is impossible. I just had my hands full and two young children at that, and I just, you know, we kept doing our little things, road trips, and then eventually flying, and I, you know, had to fly by myself with them, and I would write these experiences down and actually start putting up, did like videos of it on YouTube and blogging about it, and then I just started working with a publication who found me, and it went from there. I started writing for TravelChannel.com, contributing to them, 10 Best USA Today, TripAdvisor, Family Vacation Critic, and my most recent article is on Huffington Post Travel with a partner of mine, Findery, and that piece is about why I travel, and it is actually called Why I Travel, and it's on the Huffington Post website if people want to search for that. And it goes into this whole idea of my journey being a mother of a child with leukemia and autism, and using travel for wellness.
Well, travel for wellness, you know, is so important for the caregivers. It's so important for the moms. But let's talk a little bit about the dads. You know, your husband, you were saying, you know, your family lives elsewhere. It's just you and your husband. You've got two kids. You know, how do the dads deal with all this, too? I mean, they're working. They're out there hitting the street, coming home and, you know, have a lot of the challenges that the moms do. How do they find that respite?
So, excuse me, interestingly enough, I've found that men don't have as much of the hang-up that women do. I find that men just go. We need permission. We need permission from ourselves first, and then we seek permission from others in order to do it. And in my experience, from looking at clients or friends or even with my own husband, if they want to go on a golf trip or go hang out with their friends, they go because we usually hold it down. So I support my husband in that because I think that he did not do as many guy trips before he started seeing me do my trips. And so it's a wonderful way for us to both get our time. And no, there's no resentment there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And so it's like he just went to Dominican Republic with his friend, and they went for 4 or 5 days. And yeah, it's challenging on both ends. But now I know I'm getting ready to go to London at the end of the month. So it's just, you know,
yeah.
we make it work. We make it work. It does take discussion. We don't agree on everything. But if you look at the big picture of he needs it as much as
sure.
I need it, then everyone can be happy.
Well, you know, and it sounds like everybody can stay balanced. And,
exactly.
you know, when we're talking about travel as mental health, it's true. I mean, for anybody to be able to do your own thing, that in itself is a good mental health issue right there. Just being able to say, hey, you go do your thing, I'll go do my thing, and then let's come back and we're healthier people because of it.
Mm-hmm. I think if people could take some more time for self-reflection and stillness, Eckhart Tolle, if you know, not familiar with Eckhart Tolle, he's written about stillness. I like him, I like Deepak Chopra that really talk about just being still for a second. And it's hard to be still, to find stillness in your regular environment, in your house, because there's just so much distractions of things. Oh, I need to clean up this. I need to move this here. I need to do that. But when you go elsewhere where none of the things that are there belong to you and you have no responsibility for it, then you can get into this place of stillness and breathe and take a moment for yourself. It's very, very difficult to do it at home. You can, but it's really, really hard. And
absolutely.
That's what they need, travel for that.
Mm-hmm. I, you know, and being out in nature, of course, you know, living here in Western North Carolina, this is where the Great Smoky Mountains, the Appalachian, yeah. and the Blue Ridge Mountains converge. So, you know, there's just so much natural beauty. It's mm-hmm. scenic overload sometimes. Like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. And mm-hmm. You know, how fortunate for those of us who are here to be able to just walk outside our doors and sit in the forest, you know, that's right there in our backyards and reflect and take time. But it's a matter, too, of stepping out and being able to say, I'm taking a break. I'm going to breathe through this. I know for me, what I try to do is, you know, when I step outside, I try to say, I'm kind of on vacation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just pretend like I'm on vacation and put my head in that space where everything I'm looking at is through new eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
I think that has so much to do with travel. So, Tawana, you've been around a bit, around the block, let's say, in your travels. Where should we go? Costa Rica sounds lovely. Give us some other destinations that you think would be awesome.
Well, I think people should go to Asheville.
I think so, too. I think you should come to Asheville.
Yes. I think that people should go to the mountains of North Carolina. I think that's a beautiful area. If you can't get out of the United States, to go and get this, to feel like you're going away. It's not so much about going overseas. You can do that, but if, you know, you can only stay in the United States, that is a beautiful area to do that. I also like Chattanooga.
Oh, yeah.
I went last fall. They just tweeted me today to come back, but it's so funny because it's the fall and the leaves have changed. And I went to the mountains there, Lookout Mountain, if you've ever been there. And it's a border Georgia. Georgia has its mountains. And so, you know, they have, there's a bed and breakfast up there on Lookout Mountain. So, again, there's not a lot to do as far as there's not a lot of distraction. There's a lot to do as far as nature and being out in nature.
That's absolutely right. That is so it. But I wanted to mention, too, you know, you were talking about the hot springs there in Costa Rica. Here in western North Carolina, about 45 minutes north of Asheville, we have hot springs also. They weren't formed through the volcanoes, but it was definitely, well, you know, mountains are volcanoes. So, but these are, this is the hot water coming right out of the ground into tubs, like you were talking about, right on the river. It's called Hot Springs Spa and Resort. And I've been there many times. It's a short drive for me, but I'll tell you what, you know, you don't even need to really fly to Costa Rica to get in the hot springs.
Absolutely not. Thank you for telling me about them. Now I've got to look them up.
You will.
Hot Springs Spa and Resort.
In Hot Springs, North Carolina is what it's called.
See, that's amazing.
I know. Well, you
and
know
I'm
what?
Sure there's a lot of bread and breakfasts in the area as well.
There totally is. And you know what would be fun, Juana, is if you, when you come, not if, when you come down here, we'll go up there to the hot springs and you can do a video. How about that?
That's awesome. Because if I'm on Periscope, and I'm not sure if people know what Periscope is, but Periscope is a live streaming app. Twitter pretty much purchased it. And so it's huge. And it's growing tremendously, and I'm on it every day doing, they call them scopes, but they're basically shows, and you're watching the person on the Periscope. So it's basically kind of what you're doing, but just on screen.
That is so cool. Well, that's definitely something that we'll do when we're sitting in the hot springs together. We'll scope it out, if you will, right?
Exactly.
So listen, Juana, I want to make sure that we know exactly how to get more information about you. So would you give us your website again, because I know people are going to want to visit and get to know you a little bit more.
Okay, so they can go to momsguidetotravel.com, and that's a mom with an S, momsguidetotravel.com. And there is a contact me button there that you can, a link that you can go to, and you can look around the site and look at different destinations or use the search function and find different destinations that way, or go down the blog link and find different destinations as well. I'm also on Twitter as Tawana B. Smith, T-A-W-A-N-N-A B. Smith. Same on Periscope, if you happen to be on Periscope and want to find me.
Great. Well, yes. Tawana, I can't thank you enough for being on the show today, and I'm looking forward to having you on the show next month in November. We'll look forward to hearing and talking to you again there. And I hope you have a great time. I want you to get online and start looking at getting down here to Asheville, North Carolina, sooner than later. And let's finally make that happen for sure.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, listen, you have a wonderful day, a really great week, and thank you again for being on the show today.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this is Marilyn Ball. You've been listening to Speaking of Travel here on News Radio 570 WWNC. Listen, go out and make it a great week. Dream big. Start small. Take baby steps. And don't postpone joy.